You're listening to Life Jacket, your literary buoyancy aid by Artful Scribe. I'm your host, Antosh Wojcik. This episode contains strong language. Episode 5, The Desire Catalysts. Glyn Maxwell in On Poetry writes about the solar and lunar sides of the poem. Without getting too technical or academic, the solar is what's in the poem's lines, what is said, and lunar is what is left out but resonates through the solar parts of the poem. Something that catalyses endless joy and fullness when reading or listening to poems for me is the lunar, particularly thinking about what started the idea or the poetic exploration for the poet. I think of them chasing the idea, honing the poem's voice, finding the style, letting the poem dock within for a time until it's ready for its first flight. Sometimes the great resonance of the poem is the experience it is the window to. You have this lunar story play out of something happening to the poet that causes the poem. And the poems I've stashed in my life jacket today are desire poems. Not necessarily all the burning lustful desire, although there's an element of that. But a desire for change, or a desire to return. This episode of Life Jacket concerns the desires of poets clearly catalysed by experiences and lyrical dreams. We'll hear from H.L. Truslove as they navigate their intimate relationship with the moon, as all poets are wont. Claire Griffin stokes the fire one feels in the gut when they are homeward bound. And Claire Hillier interrogates the visages and visions of a woman burned to the ground to rise from the ashes anew, ablaze with renewed possibilities. These poets' performances are all scored by the Tung Fu Band, led by Chris Redmond, recorded at the showcase celebration of Artful Scribes, How to Play a Poem Like a Song. There is a live improv band responding to the poet's words in the moment, themselves catalyzed by the lyric, and bringing these poems of desire into the air.
I'm going home, propelled now, bulleting back. The sunlight slips through rhythmic trees, scatters rays to the beat across the dirty pane. Back to worn corduroy seats, a leap of joy at the first sight of the sea. Vast fields, young, unending sky. Squint and you'd see in kaleidoscopic colour all the futures. A heady mix of open door and agency. Hastily packed childhood, unstoppable force, inevitable adventure. Never thinking about the last train home. Ever closer, chewing up track, clatter, rattle, clack, back, line, switch, carriage, sway, cannot stay this way. Past the left behind yard, secret places, defiant dandelion burst from broken brick. Once missing shoe turned up from fresh dug mud, painted letters scarified from walls, creeping grass, insistent ash, dust and mortar, abandoned stations, backyards, lives moved on. To new homes, new suburbs, new land, not knowing then what I meant to wear it, feel it, live it, watch it pass by. That this train never stops. Of colour of tagged bridges, shiny cans on tracks, lawless shacks, waiting voices, faces, same places, different times, on sepia people, loved people, my people once stood, waiting for each other, for me to come home. I can't hear you. Can you hear me now? I can't see you behind the glass. Behind the years. We're moving on. Wave, wave, blink, and we're gone. From here, from then. Did it used to stop more often? Now we pass retro photos turned up from fresh loaded pages. Remember how we, to those who still recall. it is I lost. But I can feel it. I search for it in my turbulent dreams. Pack all my lives into one suitcase. What did I forget? Who did I abandon? Scattered along. Which track? This rear view, as unsettling as a mirrored room or the stillness of a weekend schoolyard. An empty platform. Faster, faster now. Clatter towards faded evening. Rattle from then till now. Past is gone, last is gone. No second track, no going back. Not even for those who stayed. Endless track, chasing the setting sun. Eyes open. Prism cracks. It's only now. It always was. The last train home.
Claire Griffin, The Last Train Home. I can hear the lines almost getting away from the music, but coasting on the train track. Claire Griffin has crafted giddy, excited verse with internal rhymes and slant rhymes, moments of metrical precision, and then breaking into the freer flow of verse, repetition and returning lyric, like the passing views of landscapes. The train is both literal and life's train. And isn't that the nature of the kaleidoscopic futures the poem speaks to? Griffin delivers me to that homeward bound warmth as the tracks carry on.
This is what a woman burned to the ground sounds like. I am electric, emerging from an acoustic field of flames. Amber sea of memory, cracking open secrets like dormant seeds. Tenderness of strangers is splendor of angels. We are fluid and geometric, tracking the transit of planets, a procession, a vision, prophetic. Dreams of dead wood kindling sparks, crackling skyward like prayers unspoken. Forgotten rings of history split the dark with rotten stories, spines blazing open. This is what a woman burned to the ground sounds like. I am a childless mother, lone mother, lone wolf, big bad bitch. Teenage target, failed female function, spinning unskilled frenzied slumber. I am a motherless child, estranged, dangerous daughter, big bad mouth, bad luck, willful and wild, always and only a mirror. I am an ancient tree. Tomorrow, a woman struck the ground sounds like. Heaving sobs rowing through midnight. Porous chest clutching requests. A thousand silent silver tongues. And breath knitting together in the dark. Strange angels spinning on a sea of glass. The gift of tolerating disapproval. Radiating beyond smouldering grief. Discovering the unknown self. Welcomed into a circle of scar-clad storytellers, of hungry, graceful listeners, and finding I am home at last.
Claire Hillier. This is what a woman burned to the ground sounds like. The poet pronounces themselves, holding hurt and joyful sparks. The dormant seeds bursting from the self. The poem desires home and homes in. Claire Hillier's verse concerns the contradictory, being fluid and geometric. There's the desire to hold all that has made oneself in starkness. It concerns loneliness, crossing time, each line subverting or circumventing. I like the double entendre of the phrase rotten stories, the upper limbs of tree branches and the notion of stories accumulated in our being turning rotten. What burns below the poem is this desire to move beyond the lyrical experience that catalyzed it while holding all the things that bring us to this moment. That we cannot ignore the woman in the poem and her actions of immolating into what she becomes. The gift of tolerating disapproval, radiating beyond simmering grief, discovering the unknown self, being welcomed into the circle of storytellers and listeners, finding home at last.
Look, it wasn't entirely on me. She's the one with the on again, off again thing with the sun, and she always looks so lovely out there in the coldness of space. No wonder people write songs and poems and myths about her. But she got tired of the nocturnal world, always a wolf whistling her, so decided to take a break. New moon, new me. When I saw her at the end of the nebulaic bar, what was I to do? I bought her a martini. When I asked if she drank moonshine, her withering look told me to stop with the jokes. And after a long night of conversation about the unimportance of man, we went back to hers. Excuse the mess, I've not had anyone over since 1972, she said as she went through her foyer. I saw her kick some ozone under her couch with her silver cowboy boot. It seemed like she was sorry for something out of her control. Like many women, she was worried she was shining just a little bit too brightly. So I took her to bed. I stood sky-clad in her shine before running my hands over her curves and craters, tracing the rabbit in her stomach. I let her light fill my mouth with joy as our limbs tangled on her threadbare mattress. And as we did, my heart felt full for the first time. I realised I had nowhere to hide. I began to cry as I compared her celestial body to my gossamer mortal one. She reflected her glow in my tears. Am I enough? I asked. And she held my face in her hands and she said, of course you are, my darling. Of course you are.
H.L. Truslove, I Fucked the Moon. Told as a casually rehearsed anecdote, shared in the bar light on the dregs of the evening, H.L. Truslove's poem brims with the charm and playful desire stoked in all poets, their relationship with the moon. It's intricately effortless, and I love the dialogue between the moon and the speaker, the gentle encouragement the moon offers. The poet can still make the moon new, and it's in this audacious, desire-driven poem that we're delivered to such a tender treatment of that floating rock of whom so many verses orbit. And so I hope the life jacket has catalyzed some desires for you today. You may notice there's some kindling left for you to stoke. You've heard poems from Claire Griffin, Claire Hillier, and Harley Truslove. Claire Griffin is an Irish writer living in Germany. Her poetry explores the thresholds of midlife motherhood, memory, identity, and time. She is an active member of the Irish Writers' Centre. She was highly commended in the Irish Creative Writing Awards. Her debut collection in progress, Midway, gathers poems on what we carry, what we let go of, and what carries us. Claire Hillier, known as Claire H. the Poet, is a poet, spoken word artist, and musician from St. Helens, Merseyside. Nomadic by nature, she has lived in Winchester, Brighton, Stroud, and is now Bournemouth-based. She self-published a number one best-selling poetry collection and performs at numerous UK festival stages and sell-out events. She hosts Scratch at Patch, Bournemouth. She hosted and performed with the Born Jammy Project, Poetry and Improvised Music, headlining Bournemouth Writing Festival in 2024. She works as a lead writing workshop facilitator with Artful Scribe and runs writing workshops across Dorset. Harley Truslove is a poet, performer, and general nuisance. They're the assistant facilitator for Artful Scribe's 15 to 18 group on Tuesday evenings. Come along! And can generally be found around open mics sharing their work. They are currently semi-touring their first ever solo show, 30, a comedy poetry set about getting older. They're also known for their game book work. And recently released their first novel with Home Guard Press. Tong Fu is one of the UK's leading spoken word and music projects, mixing spoken word music, film, and improvisation. Tong Fu is driven by risk and collaboration, all to the end of celebrating difference. A Tong Fu live show is built on one rule: there is no rehearsal. Find out more at tongfu.com. Life Jacket is produced by Artful Scribe, a not-for-profit writer development agency based in Southampton, supporting emerging and continuing writers in Hampshire, Dorset, and the Solent region. Artful Scribe is supported by Arts Council England. I am your host, Antosh Wojcik. This is Life Jacket. Stay buoyant.